a very, very tough thing to talk about. Men, I would say listener discretion, because this might bring some bad memories up. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and I want to know two things. Guys, when did you get hit in the nuts? Ladies, when did you accidentally, it better have been accidental, otherwise that's a crime, did you hit the dude in the twigs and berries? This is a true story, and this is why you should always wear a cup when you're doing any kind of athletic activity. If you're a guy, a lacrosse player was not wearing a jock strap. He fractured both of his... Oh, I can't even say it.
Nads?
Yes, after being hit...
Berries? Like the twig and berries?
He was hit in the junk by a ball on a high-speed pass in lacrosse. At home that evening, the pain in his man area got worse. He went to the hospital. Doctors did a scan, and they found both of his nuts were fractured. I didn't even know you could fracture that.
I didn't either.
They kind of say it's like a hard-boiled egg, like the idea.
Oh, my God.
Like if you crack the egg part.
Terrible visual.
It is. And that's why imagine guys being in pain when you hit them in their junk. 833-563-2539.
I have to ask Liv something. I
want to hear about these stories of you getting hit in the junk or if you accidentally hit somebody else in the junk.
I want to ask Liv something. Okay, uh-huh. Girl, do you ever feel, and this maybe this is that, do you ever feel like guys are overreacting?
I 1,000% think that guys are overreacting.
Because we know it hurts, but when they're like, like you chopped off their leg.
Exactly. I think that they definitely are overreacting, but I also think that men have a lower pain tolerance than women. So I think like they think it's the worst pain in the world, but they have no idea what like menstrual cramps feel like.
True that, or having a baby. Okay, exactly. Interesting. I just feel like, okay, so I have experienced
this. How dare both of you try to diminish all the pain that me and Porkchop have experienced in our life?
I don't know if you guys knew this about me.
What?
But you have nuts?
No. I played racquetball in college as a course, and my partner was the sweetest random little guy, like partner. So we're up in there playing racquetball, and I have my racket, and I'm just gonna get this, and I miss the ball and right between his legs, and I whacked him. It's like it's so hard. He was like, oh. But the crazy part is, he like wanted to be my partner the next day again.
No, I would like, get away from me, crazy lady. Don't you dare come near me.
I felt so bad, and he was a little guy.
833-563-2539. Sorry to bring up trauma, but we want to know, when did you get hit in the junk, or who'd you hit in the junk? Anthony, thank you for being so brave to call in. I'm sure it's tough to talk about what happened.
Well, we were playing basketball. I was in eighth grade, and I kind of rebounded the ball and fell. When I fell on the guy I was playing against, he put his knees up to kind of block me from hitting him, and I landed straight on his knees, and I just passed out. That's all I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
They woke me up about 10 minutes later, and I was just very sore, so I was done. I was out for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Playing basketball.
So can you explain to McKenzie and Liv that a guy getting hit in the junk is one of the most painful things in the world?
I would rather have been shot than honestly, I would rather have a gun shoot me than do that again. That was horrible.
Jeez. Wow. Anthony, thank you for calling. Women never say that. I'd rather be shot than give birth. So
well, that's because you get a baby at the end. Like, you have a payoff when you get hit. I mean, it's just,
and you know why it hurts guys so much? Because we're so emotional. We know we may not have a baby because we've been hit there.
True. I don't even know how to describe the pain. Like, I can't. It's indescribable.
Like, when has it happened to you? When's the last time?
I mean, I just can.
He's like, oh, when hasn't it happened?
Every time I accidentally sit on him, you know? It's just like, oh, no.
I can think of one time distinctively in high school. I was playing volleyball, and it's just the way the volleyball fell, like how it just came straight down and just like rolled, and it came out, like, it came very hard, and I don't know, I was on the ground in pain. My gym teacher was like, ah, get up, you pansy. And I was like, no, dude, like, you don't get it. Like,
just rub it, you'll be fine.
I think I told the student counselor about him. I was pretty ticked, because, like, I was in severe pain.
Wow.
He just put some icy hot on it. You'll be okay, son.
I was good in 30 minutes, but...
I mean, all right, well...
How do you describe it, though, Joe?
Yeah, exactly. We have no idea what it feels like, so...
It's intense pain. I would say it's so
equivalent
painful. I've broken my collarbone before, and I would say, like, I shattered my collarbone. I got tackled in gym playing football. I would say that the collarbone lasted longer, but the pain of getting hit really hard in the nuts is the equivalent of a broken bone.
I've had kidney stones, and I feel like getting hit in the nads hurts worse than kidney stones.
All right. Well, I like how no women are calling in to admit their crimes against man. So thanks, ladies, for not being honest about all the harm you've done to us.
Wow. I think it would be kind of fun just for kicks, just like kick a guy just to see what happens.
You have issues. You truly,
Like, haven't you ever just, like, remember when I wanted to slap someone across the face and you let me slap you across the face?
Face is
I just
different
wanted
than nuts.
To feel what it felt like.
I think we should put this in the box of shame.
Yes, honey. Let's do it.
So, yeah, for you tomorrow.
Yeah. No, for you guys.
We'll kick Liv in her nuts. That's what we'll do. Come here, Liv. I'm going to give you a big old kick. We have Allie on the phone, and she's brave to admit her crime against a man. Allie, what did you do?
It was an accident, but...
Sure
it disclaimer. Was. Disclaimer.
It doesn't sound like it was, but I swear it was.
What'd you do?
So, I'm in high school, we're in gym class, this guy's giving me a really hard time, and I was kind of like, I kind of said something like, yeah, well, we'll just see about that, or like, I'll talk to you about that later. And I went to like make, you know, like a really big exit, and I swung my gym bag over my shoulder, and I clocked him. Like, it had to have been, like, the corner of my gym bag caught him just right, and he went down to his knees. So everyone thought that I did it on purpose.
That is hilarious. So that is so extra. Like, your grand exit, you sling it over your shoulder and right? then knock him down.
Especially at 16, you know, everything's a really big deal.
Wow,
I like that it still makes her giggle.
You are sound like a serial killer laughing about that. Hey, thank you for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. All right, coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. If you like dumb people doing dumb things, well, then this is for you.